Hello, Audio Boo. A quick response to Chris, this is for our podcasting. Quick response to Chris, Pilgrim Chris. I've recorded this once before and it took me 13 minutes and I thought that's ridiculous. I don't need to respond for that long. There isn't really anything I want to say in addition to what Chris has already said. And not because I haven't got anything to say, but because it's just, it's getting silly and out of hand. Chris, just for the record, publicly as well, you don't follow me at the moment. You did do, and now you don't. So I'm taking that to mean that you don't want to engage with me anymore. So again, you might not even know, unless I, well, if I do an at Chris whatever, then yes,
does
you'll
that
see
work on Audio Boo then? In what way?
Well, I don't know, but I only found that out a couple of weeks ago. Chris mentioned this. I found it out about 2 days ago. So, someone, Top Gold, kindly told me that I could do it. I didn't realise you could. So I'll do that for the benefit of you, but that's the only...
I'm Claire, by the way.
Yes, and Claire is not my wife. I wish she was, but she isn't at the moment. I still don't get it, because really the message you're sending is, well, I was following you, you said something that I don't like the sound of, so I've unfollowed you. The comment thing as well, the difficulty in commenting was really more down to the commenting online is difficult. But yeah, I did engage because you asked for that, and you it was an experiment, as you said. I think you've messed with the experiment evidence in a way, because you've, by unfollowing me, it's kind of tampering with your own experiment, I would have thought, but I don't know.
Actually followed you in response to your freaking boo, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, follow me in response
that
said, to
said, you don't follow me, Chris, so how would you know what
how
I
would you know? And now
and then you unfollow
and then you unfollow me.
And then responded to you again.
Yeah. So I think for the sake of us all, I'm going to butt out of this. I'm going to wish you well, Chris, and I still follow you, so I'll probably see your boos on my timeline from time to time. And I don't see any reason why you would, but unless you say anything overly controversial about of me with my name on it, then I wouldn't feel the need to respond any further on this one. It's a bit of a dragon's den. I'm out, really, basically.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
I'm gonna
well, you
come
can
in.
because Chris brought you into it, really,
yeah.
Because the whole thing about me understanding and you not, no, other way around.
Yeah.
You understanding and me.
I get that people want to engage on Audio Boo in the same way that people engage on other social networks, and I think that's fine. In the same way that, see, you know, I said I don't disagree with that. You know, I like you, and we all like getting comments and boos and DMs and all the like, and I think that's great. What I don't like is the amount of bad feeling this has caused, not just here.
Well, you had someone
here.
Completely outside, and I'll respond to it separately.
Yeah,
so
someone completely
not,
outside
has made it very personal.
Put
their aura in and sort of said, oh, how great the response was, Chris. And it was a well-thought-out response.
Yeah, how great the response was,
but
with a load of personal attacks in the middle.
About
no,
the
I'm
channel,
sorry, that's
my
not
channel
on.
And stuff, and you just think...
So I think sometimes, you know, one needs to, you know...
Well, it's why I'm stepping back, really, because I'm not going to contribute to a fire storm when it's unnecessary. So
who also happens to have unfollowed you?
Yeah.
But for the record, in fact, used it almost as a platform, and it didn't make it personally just about you, did it? It made it about this particular individual, made it all about his own gripes with a specific sector of the Audio Boo community and how they're all dead to him now and how he's unfollowed them all. And that, you know,
just good luck, guys.
It's
I can't
just
be doing
an
with
interest,
it.
No.
No. And there is, you know, if we were sitting having a conversation over coffee, I would have said that no, the kind of conversations that happen outside of coffee shops and you think, oh, I'm glad I'm not part of that, and so therefore I won't be. I'm choosing the metaphorical walk away from the coffee shop conversation.
Yeah, I think Why Do You Boo would have been an excellent
thing.
And I was happy to, you know, respond to the original one. Why Do You Boo was an excellent boo topic, and would have caused excellent engagement as far as I'm concerned, and was great. I think where it went wrong is where it became about personal feeling and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So sincerely, all the best, mate. And
I stand by that. Do feel free to engage with me all who wish to engage.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, but people do engage, and it's, you know, we can have a great discussion about what social network constitutes engagement and what doesn't. And, you know, I said a lot about that to Chris at the time when I was doing my two boos. I'd said about Sassy Cap who's does some awesome booze as well. I engage with her, but have engaged with her. I've engaged a lot of people, but it's my choice, really. I have never engaged with her previously, but she engaged me over Twitter. As it happened, I just sent a thing out Foursquare saying last week that I was at Rib Shack, which I did. I talked to Chris about this, and said, "Oh yeah, I'm at this place," and she's tweeted back. So you know, I just like the unexpected. I'm serendipitous about my podcasting anyway, and I think, you know, what comes, you know. I'll start recording often and not have a plan. And I like that. My life can be quite serendipitous. We can go somewhere and it can just be, oh, yeah, we did that. Oh, we'll do that while we're here then. And it becomes that, like Covent Garden, for example. We went, you know, anyway, could go on.
Let's go and have a cup of tea.
Bye, Chris, and everybody. All the best.